The Book of Joel and the Laodicean Seventh-day Adventist Church, Number 42. Number 42.
When Leviticus 23 is broken into two equal lines of 22 verses in conjunction with the line of Christ where the spring feasts met their antitype, we can demonstrate a line that begins with the three steps of the Passover of Friday evening, unleavened bread of Sabbath, and the first fruits on the first day of the week. This is one waymark, as represented by Christ's baptism, but that one waymark has three steps. When we begin at the resurrection and extend into the future 40 days, we come to a turning point, for it was then that Christ left off teaching face to face and ascended in the clouds. The 144,000 also ascend in the clouds.
And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000. And the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign for ever and ever. Revelation 11 verses 12 to 15.
The second and third woe are Islam, and the seventh angel is the third woe, which is once again Islam. The third woe arrives quickly at the earthquake. The earthquake is the Sunday law in the United States. The United States is the earth beast of Revelation 13, and the Sunday law is the shaking, which is a quaking. The earth beast is the premier king of the ten kings, and when the United States is overthrown at the Sunday law, a tenth part of the city will have fallen. In the same hour of the Sunday law, the two witnesses represented by Elijah and Moses, the same two witnesses who appeared transfigured with Christ unto Peter, James, and John, are lifted up to heaven in a cloud, and everyone sees, for their enemies beheld them. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascended into the clouds, and the 10 days in the upper room began. The ascension is a visual test, as is the second of the three angels. At his ascension, the angels stated that he would return with clouds, as he just ascended with clouds.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 1 verses 9 to 11.
His return at his second coming is in the glory of his kingdom.
Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Mark 8 verse 38.
This same glory is what Peter, James, and John witnessed at the Mount of Transfiguration. The Mount of Transfiguration was also a second step, preceded and followed by Caesarea Philippi and Caesarea Maritima respectively. The second test is also the image of the beast test, a test which requires the prophetic recognition that the image of the beast is being formed. The second test is also Melzer inspecting Daniel and his friends to compare their countenances with those who did not eat pulse. It is a visual test. The second step in the three covenant steps of Abram's covenant history was the sign of circumcision. The second step represents the sealing of God's people as they are lifted up as an ensign. The second step is where glory is manifested. For the first angel's three steps are fear, glory, and judgment. The 40th day of the Pentecostal season aligns with the Mount of Transfiguration. Remove your shoes, for you are on holy ground. The ascension is a visual test, and in the line of the feasts, the ascension at the 40-day mark is preceded by 5 days with the Feast of Trumpets. The Feast of Trumpets identifies the warning of the seventh trumpet, which is the warning of Islam. The ascension follows the trumpets by 5 days, and then 5 days after the Ascension, the Day of Atonement marks judgment. The trumpet is the old paths, it is the Laodicean message, it is Islam, and it is the foundational message of the first angel. 5 days later, when the face-to-face instruction ends, the visual second test of the second angel is marked by the Ascension. 5 days after that, judgment marks the third angel. 5 days after judgment upon the house of God has finished, judgment comes on the United States as marked by the day of Pentecost.
And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation, whom they shall serve, will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Genesis 15 verses 13 and 14.
The great substance the 144,000 possess at the Sunday law, where the nation of the United States is judged, is Isaiah's chapter 6 substance, representing divinity. Abraham's covenant prophecy says also that nation, thus identifying that God's people are sealed before the Sunday law. Then at the Sunday law period represented by the 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles, the latter rain is poured out without measure as judgment is accomplished on the great multitude outside of God's house. On July 18, 2020, the two witnesses were slain in the streets of Sodom and Egypt. The two witnesses were Moses and Elijah, and William Miller was the Elijah of his history. In his dream, he closed his eyes for a moment, and on July 18, 2020, he prophetically closed his eyes in death. When he opened his eyes, the room was empty, a door and the windows were open. When Miller then saw the work the dirt brush man was accomplishing, he pleaded with him to be careful, and the dirt brush man ensured him all would be well. When Miller awoke in the wilderness, in July of 2023, the Feast of Unleavened Bread arrived, just in advance of the resurrection on December 31, 2023. At that point, the prophetic message of the true midnight cry, the cry that every other prophetic message that had ever been unsealed typified, began to be unsealed, for the end of the 3.5 days identifies a time of the end, and at the time of the end there is always a prophetic unsealing. This is always the case, for Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His dealings with men are ever the same, for he works on the same lines now as he ever has. At the end of the 3.5 days, the revelation of Jesus Christ was unsealed. The resurrected body had been typified by Adam, who was first formed and then breathed upon with the breath of life. The dead dry bones of Ezekiel 37 were also first formed by one prophecy and thereafter brought to life by a second prophecy that brought the breath of life to the lifeless body with a message of the four winds, which is the sealing message. In both illustrations, the prophecy that is unsealed is two parts, which are presented in a variety of ways. They are the internal and the external. They are the vision of the Ulai and Hiddekel rivers. They are the Shazen and Moray visions. They are the two witnesses, the two golden pipes, and on and on. In Millerite history, the midnight cry was the prophecy that joined with the prophecy of the second angel, a two-step prophecy. When the dead dry bones were resurrected in 2023, they would of prophetic necessity need to be tested, for the unsealing of a prophecy always begins a three-step testing process. The first two tests would be the foundational test, and then the test of the temple. 5 days after the resurrection, the voice in the wilderness, represented by the period of unleavened bread, ends. For Elijah, represented by Miller and John the Baptist, both prepared the way for the one whose shoes they were unworthy to bear. At the resurrection, Jesus begins his period of teaching face to face for 40 days. That face to face teaching began on the 22nd day for Daniel in chapter 10. It is there represented as three steps and three touches, along with a doubling of being strong. 5 days before the 40 days conclude, the warning of the trumpet of Islam is sounded. The warning of Islam was represented by the ass which Christ rode in his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Before he descended the slopes of the Mount of Olives into Jerusalem, he first commanded his disciples to go and loose the ass.
This view was given in 1847 when there were but very few of the Advent Brethren observing the Sabbath, And of these but few supposed that its observance was of sufficient importance to draw a line between the people of God and unbelievers. Now the fulfillment of that view is beginning to be seen. The commencement of that time of trouble, here mentioned, does not refer to the time when the plague shall begin to be poured out, but to a short period just before they are poured out, while Christ is in the sanctuary. At that time, while the work of salvation is closing, trouble will be coming on the earth, and the nations will be angry, yet held in check so as not to prevent the work of the third angel. At that time the latter rain, or refreshing from the presence of the Lord, will come, to give power to the loud voice of the third angel, and prepare the saints to stand in the period when the seven last plagues shall be poured out. Early Writings, 85.
At 9:11, he commanded his angels to loosen the ass, and then George Bush the Lesser restrained the ass. Cyrus typifies the first angel, for he proclaimed the first decree. He therefore represents both August 11, 1840 and 9/11, and at 9/11 Islam, as represented by the angering of the nations, was released and then held in check. At that time the latter rain began to fall. Cyrus represents both waymarks of Islam on August 11, 1840 and 9/11.
For 3 weeks Gabriel wrestled with the powers of darkness, seeking to counteract the influences at work on the mind of Cyrus, and before the contest closed, Christ himself came to Gabriel's aid. "The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, Gabriel declares, but, lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia." Daniel 10 verse 13. All that heaven could do in behalf of the people of God was done. The victory was finally gained, the forces of the enemy were held in check all the days of Cyrus, and all the days of his son Cambyses, who reigned about 7.5 years. Prophets and Kings, 571.
Cyrus, August 11, 1840, when the Ottoman supremacy ceased, as the pioneers expressed it, Islam of the Second Woe was held in check. The restraint marked the conclusion of the time prophecy of 391 years and 15 days, which began when the four angels, representing four Islamic sultans, were loosed by the sixth angel, who represented the second woe of Islam's three woes. On September 11th, Islam struck and then was restrained, as represented by the restraining in the history of Cyrus and of 1840. All three of those witnesses identify restraint or loosing of Islam. And at the beginning of Christ's triumphal entry, the ass was loosed. The loosing of the ass in advance of his triumphal entry identifies the trumpet message that arrives 5 days before the ascension. The message of Islam being again released, as it was at 9/11, and as it will again be released 15 days later at the Sunday Law, which is Pentecost, is the message that marks the beginning of the midnight cry. The ass being released marks the beginning or alpha of the proclamation of the message of the midnight cry, and at the Sunday Law, where the midnight cry changes to the loud cry, Islam strikes the earth beast again. The period of the midnight cry begins with an alpha strike from Islam, and it ends with an omega strike from Islam. Islam's strikes upon the United States are represented in the testimony of Balaam and his ass, which of course is set forth in Numbers chapter 22. The fate of the Laodicean Seventh-day Adventist Church as the Protestant horn of the earth beast is represented in Isaiah 22 verse 22, internal, and the fate of the Republican horn is set forth in Numbers 22:22, external, and onward.
"And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way." Numbers 22:22-23.
At 9/11, Balaam the false prophet, representing the United States, and George Bush the Lesser was seeking to finish the work his father George Bush the First had begun in the globalist attempt to overthrow the United States and implementing what he called a new world order. The biblical motivation of the globalists is to kill God's remnant people
and George Bush the Lesser represents the end of his father's prophetic legacy of ushering in a new world order, as he called it. Bush's new world order arrives at the threefold union of the dragon, the beast, and false prophet at the Sunday Law, and George Bush the Lesser marks the beginning of the period that culminates at the Sunday Law, which is the sealing time, the image of the beast testing time, the period represented by the first voice of Revelation 18, and so much more. Balaam's S turned the globalist agenda aside until the 144,000 are sealed in their foreheads. A song or psalm of Asaph. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Psalms 83 verses 1 to 5. Verses 6 and onward identify the enemies as 10 nations, who are represented as 10 kings in Revelation 17. There the 10 kings are of one mind. But Asaph says, they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The 10 kings are the globalist evil confederacy of the latter days, who have determined to cut off Israel, thy hidden ones, from being a nation. The work of the confederacy of 10 kings who lift up the papal power as the head of the threefold union is to eliminate spiritual Israel, who are hidden in the secret place of the Most High. At 9:11, the ass of Islam turned the dragon's agenda out of its path, for the mighty angel of Revelation 18 descended with a sword in his hand. The internal test, then, was to return to the old paths. At that point, the repetition of the Millerite histories of both the first and the second angels began to repeat as set forth in the history of Revelation 18's first three verses. Those first three verses, being the verses Sister White stated would be fulfilled when the great buildings of New York City were brought down. At 9:11, Revelation 18 verses 1 to 3 was fulfilled, and the parallel of the first angel descending to lighten the earth with its glory on August 11, 1840 was then joined by the second angel, who announced the fall of Babylon. Balaam was a symbol of the first angel, and Balaam was accompanied by his two servants, representing the second angel. In Balaam's illustration of the Republican horn of the false prophet, Balaam would have two more confrontations with the ass of Islam. At the third confrontation, the ass would speak, and the speaking of prophecy marks the Sunday Law. On October 7, 2023, the ass struck again, but not the spiritual, modern, glorious land. It struck the literal, ancient, glorious land, and Balaam and his ass was now in its second confrontation.
But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyards, a wall being on this side, and a wall on that side. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she thrust herself onto the wall, and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. Numbers 22, 24, 25.
The vineyard of ancient Israel illustrates the vineyard of Laodicean Seventh-day Adventism. They are both the covenant people that were given responsibility to be the depositaries of God's law, which is symbolized as a wall and is one of the elements that make up the vineyard.
What could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Wherefore, when I looked that it should bring forth grapes, brought it forth wild grapes. And now go to, I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away the hedge thereof, and it shall be eaten up, and break down the wall thereof, and it shall be trodden down. Isaiah 5 verses 4 and 5.
Ancient literal and modern spiritual Israel both rebelled and rejected their sacred responsibilities. From 9:11 unto the Sunday Law, prophetic issue is represented by a wall. The prophetic issue is the destruction of the wall of separation of church and state within the Constitution of the United States. At 9/11, Bush implemented the Patriot Act, which was a major step in overturning the Constitution, for it was there that the philosophy that guided the Constitution was turned upside down, when the principles of Roman law, that claims a person is guilty until proven innocent, was accepted, above the principle of English law that upholds that a person is innocent until proven guilty. The period from 9/11 unto the Sunday law contains prophetic references of walls. Islam crashing the walls as Balaam's ass identifies that it is the issue of Islam that will provide the misguided logic to overturn the principles within the Constitution. In this prophetic sense, Islam, a biblical false prophet, is what deceives the United States during the image of the beast testing time, as does the false prophet of the United States deceive the entire world during the world's image of the beast testing time. October 7, 2023, the ass of Islam attacked the ancient literal glorious land, and when the ass is loosed before the proclamation of the midnight cry, Islam will again strike the United States, the modern spiritual glorious land, as it did at 9/11. The second time Balaam strikes the ass, it is the second angel. And the second angel always produces a doubling, as represented by a path of vineyards with two walls.
And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place, where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times? Numbers 22:26-28.
When we consider verses 22 and 3 more closely, we find that it is actually verse 23 where the ass is struck the first time.
And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. Numbers 22:22-23.
God's anger at Balaam for accepting the request to be a false prophet was a parallel to Christ ending his dialogue with the quibbling Jews in the last verse of Matthew 22. Verse 23 of Numbers 22 aligns with Matthew chapter 23, and verses 24 and 25 of Numbers aligns with chapters 24 and 25 of Matthew. Verses 26, 27, and 28 align with Matthew chapters 26, 27, 28. Matthew 23 is the first angel, 24 and 25 are the second angel, and 26, 27 and 28 are the third angel. In Numbers 22, verse 23 is the first angel, verses 24 and 25 are the second angel, and verses 26, 27, and 28 are the third angel. Matthew is addressing the covenant people, old and new. Numbers is identifying the role of Islam as God's tool of chastisement upon the Sunday worship that begins in the United States and thereafter the world. After the third strike, when the ass speaks, Balaam is enlightened to what had just happened.
Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, Wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me, and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee, and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. Numbers 22:31-34.
Balaam represents the false prophet, who is the United States who speaks as a dragon at the Sunday law. At the Sunday law, when he is enlightened, he represents those who are still in Babylon, who are then awakened to the issue of the Sunday law and are called out of Babylon. 5 days of teaching a message of unleavened bread from Miller. Then 30 days of Christ teaching his priests, represented by the 30, that leads to the trumpet warning message of the loosing of the ass, that precedes by 5 days the lifting up of the end sign, that precedes by 5 days the closed door in the parable of the 10 virgins, that precedes by 5 days the Pentecostal Sunday law, which ushers in the 7-day period of tabernacles, which is the full outpouring of the latter rain during the Sunday law crisis, for the test of that period is over the seventh day. The number 5 is a symbol of the virgins, whether wise or foolish. The number 30 is a symbol of the priests, which is what the name Leviticus identifies. The number 7 is the Sabbath. Leviticus 23 illustrates the history of the priests, the Levites of Malachi 3, the wise virgins, and the 144,000 during the Sabbath testing time. We will continue these things in the next article.